It's The Takeaway. I'm Todd Zwillick. An international search is underway for an Argentinian submarine lost off the coast 6 days ago with 44 crew members on board. According to the Argentine Navy, the San Juan reported a battery failure last Wednesday and was ordered to return to port. Since then, there's been no contact with the crew and search operations have been hampered by severe weather. Paul Byrne is senior producer for the Associated Press, and he joins me now from the Argentine Naval Base in Mar del Plata. Paul, welcome to The Takeaway.
Pleasure to talk to you guys.
Paul, what do investigators actually know about the ARA San Juan and where it may have gone?
Well, the thing is, Todd, it seems like all the time they seem to know less. For instance, yesterday at one point, it seems there had been, in the most recent press conference, they announced that there was some detection made of sound coming from a vessel. But later that night, they confirmed that it wasn't actually any connection with the missing San Juan that has been out of communication for 6 days now, and it was some environmental sound. So as the hours pass by, Todd, the level of desperation is growing here. We're speaking to family members outside and they remain very stoic. But, you know, as the hours pass by, as the days pass by, as the communications change about certainties about communication with the ship, and then it turns out that they can't manage to confirm these communications, people are beginning to get, you know, increasingly desperate about the situation.
Paul, the Navy announced on Monday, the Argentine Navy, that the San Juan reported a battery failure on Wednesday before contact was lost. What do experts say about what that could mean for where the ship is?
Well, basically, the official line is that there is no direct connection between that. It's quite a common failure. It happened in the build-up to last Wednesday. So the official line is that there is no direct connection between the two. But, of course, there is a lot of speculation that any type of faults in the days leading up to the last communication obviously would lead you to believe that that could have been some connection to the fact that the San Juan has been missing now for 6 days. But there's no direct correlation at the moment confirmed.
Paul, the oxygen supply aboard that ship has to be limited. If the San Juan has gone down, how long could a crew of 44 survive?
Well, I got to speak to a specialist yesterday who was at one time one of the board members on the San Juan, and he told me that it can last up to 90 days below water. But that totally depends on the situation. And if there is any electrical fault, if there is any form of technical difficulty, that can change dramatically. He couldn't give me an estimation because really they have no idea of what the issues are.
And I imagine in Argentina, since nobody knows where the San Juan is, there must be a lot of speculation ranging from it's at the bottom of the sea to maybe it's been stolen or somebody's absconded with it.
Yeah, as the days pass by, without any certainty, you know, there's increasing speculation about what it could be. And the simple fact is that no one knows. Again, yesterday, I had the chance to speak to one of the medical team, chief psychiatrist here in Argentina that's working with the families. And that was one of the issues he told me, is that when speculation abounds about, you know, potential reasons behind this, sometimes that gives hope. But when that hope is broken, it leads to total despair. So they're trying to manage the information that's been given out as much as possible. And basically, the Argentine Navy are controlling all that. And they keep reminding the media that are covering this that the only information that we should take into account is the information that's released by them. But the issue is, again, is that when nothing concrete can be given, of course, that leads to growing speculation.
Argentinian submarine, the San Juan, has not been heard from for 6 days. The International Search and Rescue Mission is on. Paul Byrne with the Associated Press, thanks for the update.
Thank you very much, guys. Nice to talk to you.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.